would not burst into tears. Would not. Not even the tiniest snivel. "It's beautiful," I said, and meant it. The entire scene before me was beautiful. My friend Amy with her 8 months pregnant belly, sitting in the gliding rocking chair she had just received from her husband's out-of-state aunt. Brent, standing in the doorway, looking at his wife with near worshipful pride. The December afternoon sunshine slanting through the nursery. I was going to have to get the heck out of here, or else I would have all kinds of awkward explanations to make.
"It's so smooth. I can't believe your aunt is so generous. I've never even met the woman."
Amy propped her feet on the matching ottoman and shifted slightly. The whole thing moved, like a whisper.
"I might just sit here and rock myself to sleep."
Brent leaned over her and kissed her.
"Do that. I'll be back before you wake up."
She shifted so she could see me.
"Brent wants to make one last attempt at reconciling things with George."
"It's Christmas," Brent said with a grin and a shrug. "The season of miracles."
I laughed, grateful for the change in topics.
"George Conroe did not make me cry. Gnash my teeth and sigh a lot, yes, but not cry."
"Well, it will take a miracle for George to bend. He's as inflexible a person as I've ever seen."
Brent and I walked outside together, and I wrapped my arms around myself and tucked my chin into the collar of my jacket. It really wasn't that cold, even for mid-December. But I was glad to have an excuse to keep my head down in case the tears came back. It would probably freak Brent out completely. He might have some experience with weepy women, what with Amy's raging pregnancy hormones. But I didn't have such a convenient excuse, as I had learned for certain just that morning. And that was a good thing, I reminded myself. I was relieved that the pregnancy I had suspected turned out to be a false alarm. So relieved. Gosh, just so relieved. I mean, phew, right? I waited for the phew. Where the heck was my phew?